This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week I've been talking about our need for counseling, and I've been encouraging you to seek your wonderful counselor, Jesus Christ, before you seek earthly counsel, and more than you seek earthly counsel. And when you do that, you'll find you don't need counseling from others as much as you thought you did. What's wrong with earthly counseling? Nothing's wrong. In fact, we are urged to seek advice and counsel when making decisions. And all of us need trusted people in our lives to give us godly counsel. That's part of how the body of Christ should work together. However, earthly counsel is subject to problems. For example, earthly counselors can be wrong, dead wrong. They may be sincere, and they may be truly trying to help you, but there's nothing to guarantee that they are right. Only your wonderful counselor, Jesus Christ, is 100% right all the time. The wrong earthly counselors often lead people to be self-focused, and that is a sure road to depression. Counsel based on God's word will lead you to acceptance. It'll lead you away from self-centeredness and anger. The wonderful counselor will heal you of bitterness instead of creating it. He'll teach you forgiveness, and this brings release and freedom from depression. He'll show you how your past or your present circumstances, as bad as they seem, can be used as an instrument of good in your life if you'll allow it. Now, keep in mind I'm not talking about denial. Certain situations from our past need to be confronted. They need to be recognized, brought out in the open, and dealt with. And when that is done biblically, the result is that the person is freed up to go forward and be used of God. I think of a woman who had one of the most horrible childhood experiences anyone could endure. She talks about it and has written about it, but her whole message is that Jesus has healed her and has enabled her to live with the past. And in her lifetime, God has used her mightily in the lives of others because she has been able to put the pains of her past behind her. And who has been her counselor? Who brought her to this stage? Jesus, the Word of God, prayer, family, and friends, in that order. We have a wonderful counselor ready at all times. I encourage you to go to him when you need help. Did you know that our program is now available in Spanish? You can find the daily devotionals in Spanish on our website, so let your Spanish-speaking friends know. And please join me again tomorrow.